Fly on the Wall with Tim and Dan. Another week, Dan. Here we go. Podcast,
and we've got a little bit of housekeeping off the top. Yeah, this is the bit before the show. Well, sponsors, Tim.
Well,
unofficial sponsors for the most part. Actually, we want to get Mike in on this week as well. Mike's in.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
No, that's cool. So, I guess first unofficial sponsor this week, I wanted to give a bit of a shout out to All-Star Comics, comic book shop I go to. Troy gave me a standing order discount. Not sure what it means, but he said, yeah, you're in here a bit. And I said, yeah. And he said, I'll give you a standing order discount. Right. And I said, what does that mean? He said, it just knocks off a little bit off the total price.
Okay.
And I thought, you know what? I feel like that's contributing to the show some way, because now I can put more money into the show. So an unofficial sponsor.
Unofficial, great.
Mike, who did you come across this week?
Well, thank you so much for giving me the chance to plug someone. It is an honour.
I mean, it's probably breaking some sort of code because this is cash for comment, but go ahead.
No. Completely unsponsored, but Ichi Sushi down in Kew.
Great.
They're doing custom-made sushi rolls for me now.
Wow, so you can go up and place an order.
I specify the exact ingredients. Yeah. I put a bit wasabi in the rice, and, you know, it's absolutely great. They sometimes give me a little discount, so cheers, guys.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, again, unofficial sponsor, Tim?
I mean, if we're all going to throw one in, I'll say thank you to Keezer Physiotherapy.
Keezer?
Is that
the name of the person or the company?
It's the name of the company, Keezer Physiotherapy.
Yeah.
I've got bursitis in my hip. At the moment.
Yes. So. If you saw our socials, you would see Tim doing his exercises too.
Working through some kinks.
Yep. Okay. So who was that again?
Keezer Physiotherapy. Thank you.
Great. And we've got a recurring official sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dad enjoyed the little shout out last week.
Did
so,
he?
Yeah, he's O'Kelly's Pest Control.
Yeah.
provided lunch again. I don't think he took into account Mike.
He didn't.
No,
we'll
he
look
didn't.
To third episode in with a sponsor. We'll look to bump the budget.
Great. Thanks, Mr. O'Kelly.
Yeah, cool. So that's Mick from O'Kelly's Pest Control.
Kill the pests with the best.
Yeah.
Is that the...
Something like that.
Something like that. Good.
Cool. All
Let's
right.
get the show started.
Okay.
Happy Friday, Tim and Dan in for your Friday afternoon. And Dan, the country is in turmoil.
It's in disarray at the moment.
What's happening in Canberra? Canberra's just cooked.
I feel like, you know how Hollywood keep doing reboots? Mm. I feel like this is another reboot of the movie of Parliament. I feel like every couple of years we get the same new superhero movie that comes out. Not that I have an issue with superhero movies, but, you know, everyone's always turfing each other off the throne of Prime Minister.
I mean, I don't want to sound like my dad, but why wouldn't you bloody just get on with it? I don't know why they just don't. We're really stuck to it here. We've got it on the studio, Mike.
We are the opposite, but we do
observe. Got it on the ABC.
That means nothing to anybody because no one's seeing what you're seeing, mate.
We are staying right on top of it. Hold on, let me just mute it. Sorry about that. We'll stay right on top of it and we'll bring you the latest as it unfolds, Dan. Yeah, why not?
I'm not that interested.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Happy Friday, Australia. It's Tim and Dan on Triple M, Modern Digital.
You know how the other week you were telling me you got to go to this new place. They do dumplings in this really cool way. And like they do like different takes on dumplings, like a cheese.
Drumplings.
They do this like cheeseburger dumpling. They do all kinds of things. Fish and chip dumpling.
Yeah.
And you and I were like really fangirling and like we were loving it. And I said to you, I'm like, it was amazing. And you actually had the great idea of a mac and cheese dumpling.
Yes. Yeah. As I was walking out, the owner was like, thanks for coming in, guys. I was like, oh, mate, some of those flavors, unreal.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you should do? Mac and cheese. And it blew his mind. You're welcome.
Is that actually what happened, Emma?
No, that's not what happened. it was my
What
idea.
The heck?
Hang on, just quickly. We've got Tim's fiance, Emma, on the phone, who was with Tim at the moment that he so-called came up with this great idea. Emma, what happened?
It was actually my idea that I mentioned to Tim at the table. Tim claims all my ideas, so it's not surprising.
Hold on.
Yeah, as we walked out, he said my idea.
So what happened was, let me set the scene here. So Tim came to me, Emma, and he told me this great idea he'd passed on. He blew the owner's mind of this place that was coming up with these interesting variations on dumplings. He's like, I one-upped him. And then he came to me, and I go, good for you. That is a really good idea. Yeah. I went and told Georgia, my girlfriend, and Georgia goes, that's weird. Emma told me that was her idea. So Georgia and I
that was my idea.
Well, I mean,
no, it's my idea.
Wait, as we were walking out, Emma, I'm the chattier one of the two of us.
I would argue that. I actually think it seemed more likely that Emma had actually
said
it. I
don't know about that.
But I did, because we were sitting at the table and I said, mac and cheese, that would be an awesome idea. Then you claimed it as we were walking out. So I didn't get a chance to tell the guy because you stole my thunder.
Right.
Does this happen often?
Yeah, all the time.
So can you give me another example, Emma?
Not off the top of my head, but I'll think of
one. Oh, come on. You can't claim that, mate.
Not off the top of her head.
All I've heard is you're a storyteller. Well, and in that, a story stealer.
A story stealer. Okay. Well, this is probably a good time for me and Emma to announce that we're going into a dumpling business, mac and cheese dumplings. Tim and Emma's mac and cheese dumplings. What do you think there, Dal?
Sounds good, but it's my idea.
Yeah, that's it, Emma. I'm so sorry that happened to you. If he does it again, let us know, all right?
I will.
Stop being a bloody dick, Tim.
Very good, Tim and Dan. It's Tim and Dan right across Australia for your Friday afternoon on the Smoko. Dan.
That's you, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I thought there was a little bit of a delay.
I was taking a dramatic pause to take in this moment. The country's obviously in turmoil,
I'm very
keep
curious.
Keep my eye on that.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, you're across things. Sorry.
Yeah, I am across things.
I shouldn't doubt you. Sorry.
So all the politicians have literally just walked into a meeting room.
Oh.
I think it's called a meeting room.
It's
where they'll decide.
Yeah, when a large group walk into a meeting room, it's never good, is it? It has a sense of importance.
Yeah, they've all gone in there.
A lot of folders. A lot of notebooks.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of stylus pen pad. No. Dan, a lot of our friends listen to this show.
Mm.
You know, you listening now, thank
people
you.
Are supportive, aren't they?
People are supportive.
They see that, you know, we're trying to do something. What that is, we're not, obviously, we're not going to commit too much to what we try and do here because we're not too sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know either.
Yeah, so we have fun on a Friday and people want to join.
We're all figuring out together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do urge people to listen, our friends. Yep. We try to encourage them for feedback, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think of this? Have a listen, tune in. It's very easy. Jump on the app. It's
so easy. You can listen to the Triple M app, or you can just get the podcast, all the social media. You can get across it quite easily.
Easily. One of our friends sent us a message. I'm not sure if you've seen it yet, but Leon, little Leon, got in touch with us. He wrote a message and he wanted to listen to the show because I said to him,
awesome.
Hey, reminder, show's on today, would love some feedback.
Yeah, so Leon, again, we don't often beg for support, but sometimes we do.
Leon loves his radio, so I thought he'd be right up for this.
Yeah.
And he did. He tried to listen to it.
That's great. What, tried?
Yeah. He got his phone out.
I got stuck on tried then. Why, what happened?
He got his phone out and had the Triple M app, was all ready to go.
Good.
And then
Oh, he did it while he was driving.
Well.
Rookie.
He was in his car. Pulled over. And he's written a message saying, your show is the most expensive show ever to listen to.
Oh, no.
And that was it. And he stopped.
Which is funny because the app's free.
That's right.
It's online. There's no subscription basis to this show whatsoever.
And I was thinking, what does he mean by that? What does he mean that it's expensive?
Oh, God.
And then the next message came in. I got pulled over by the cops because I was trying to get the app up.
Yeah.
And you cost me $438.
$438.
And 4 demerit points. Cheers, boys. Won't be listening again. Now, that's fair
That's
enough.
A shame to that's lose a listener over sort of, I would say, his problem.
Yeah.
Certainly not our problem.
No.
Because we all know from such, as soon as you're on your L's, what's the first thing you get told when you're on your L's, when you're on your learners?
No phones.
No phones. Put the phone away. No need for it.
I've just
quickly, you need to send a message. Yeah, do it before you take the handbrake off, before you pull out.
Absolutely. I've just quickly texted him as well, and I've asked him for a little air check today, so hopefully he's gotten over that. And
he is sort of someone that gives us feedback.
Yeah.
Did he say if the show was any good?
No, he didn't know. He didn't know.
Tim.
Dan.
It's time for
Tim and Dan's rule book.
The book rules. Tim and Dan. It's good to have Mike's back. He loves the rule book, doesn't he?
He loves it. His little giggle.
So, if you weren't around last week, the rule last week was you had to go at me. Essentially, this segment is where we make a rule about little annoyances in our lives that we find within society.
That's right.
And we bring it to the table, enter it in our book. Now, Tim, open up the book for the week.
Last week's rule was when bringing shareable food to group settings,
yes,
bring generic safe flavours that will be popular with everyone.
See, fantastic.
Because Dan brought in Tim Tams that were choc mint flavoured and Pringles that were peri peri flavoured.
Now, while I didn't agree with the rule, I can understand the importance of it because, let's be honest, it's in the rule book. That's all that matters. Now, the rule...
I'm opening up the rule book again, Dan. So now it's your turn for a rule.
Okay, the rule I am inserting into the rule book this week, Tim. When in a group setting, if you receive a text message from somebody that is in that room with you, do not address it to the room. E.g., why'd you message me?
Oh.
That message is always about somebody or something in the room that they don't want to discuss with everyone.
That's true, yeah.
I've had a gutful of this. Have you guys had this? Mike, you can get in on this.
Yes, I've had this so many times and I hate it. I completely agree. It's so irritating.
Great. Mm. It's why do people do it? You don't agree.
What if it's urgent? I mean, it's rude, isn't it?
What's rude?
If we're in this room and you were to text me now,
yeah.
Why shouldn't I let Mike know?
Because obviously it's something that might maybe hurt Mike's feelings. Or not that I would.
Maybe it should be aired. Maybe we should have an adult conversation.
That's
about
not up to you to determine, though. That's up to me if I wanted to bring it up in a group setting. It's not acceptable.
Okay, so should there be an asterisk on this rule that says, you know, somewhere in the message it needs to say, do not read this, do not acknowledge that I texted you, and then follow with the message?
No, there shouldn't be a disclaimer before it. The text message is the disclaimer. The fact I'm messaging you, instead of saying, hey, Tim, by the way, Mike smells a little bit today, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Instead of doing that, because I'm putting in the message, that's me saying, don't say it out loud.
Or we could address it all together and say, Mike, are you all right? Like, have you had a shower lately? Do you want to still
help? Well, okay, maybe. But that's something you could message me back first.
Okay.
Hey, what do you reckon we just bring it up?
Okay.
Have the back and forth rather than just throw me under.
Okay.
The only asterisk I'll put on this rule, if it's life or death.
Okay.
If somebody goes, I think I'm dying. Don't tell anyone, though. Then you can bring it up.
Okay. So the rule that we're going to enter into the rule book this week, Dan, is...
When in a group setting,
yeah.
If you receive a text message from somebody that is in the room with you, don't verbalize it.
Okay. And then that's in the rule book?
Yep. There we go. Closed for another week. And that's another rule in Tim and Dan's rule book. The book rules. Tim and Dan. Good.
Very good.
Triple M Modern Digital, Tim and Dan. This isn't usually my thing to do. I don't usually intro us back from a song, but I had to because Tim's actually had to step out. There's been breaking news in the election and our TV coverage stopped working. So Tim's actually had to run off to find a TV. We've got him on the line though. Tim, you there, mate?
Hello, Dan. I'm coming here live from out in the staff area, actually.
Yeah.
I've got the TV here. I really do have break. This is literally happening right now.
What's Scott happened?
Morrison. Scott Morrison is the new Prime Minister of Australia, Dan.
Who's Scott Morrison?
I don't know. He's the one with the glasses. I thought he had something to do with the budget.
I thought there was a Dutton guy that was going to be elected.
Yeah, no, he was in the running. So was Julie Bishop. But yes, ScoMo, as they call him, friends call him. He will be the new leader, the 30th Prime Minister of Australia.
Wow.
Can you hear the TV? Not giving us heaps there. But the television, what I'm looking at now...
Talk us through it.
Canberra. Two ladies with short hair standing outside what looks like a meeting room. That's where everything's happening.
What do their roles seem to be in it all?
Well, they look like they're sort of the corridor...
A hall monitor.
Maybe the hall monitors.
Okay,
great. Canberra there. But yes, Dan, breaking news there for Tim and Dan on Triple M Modern Digital.
Yeah.
Here in the staff kitchen, Scott Morrison will be the 30th Prime Minister of Australia.
That's hard hitting news, mate. We're really glad we had you on the scene. We're in the staff cafeteria area. What are people having for lunch out there, mate? Is there much lunch happening?
There's actually not. There's a lot of dirty dishes.
Okay.
If I'm honest, and
I've actually just seen somebody walk past with a Tupperware of what looked like pasta. So if you could confirm that once you come back in the studio, that'd be great, mate.
Yeah, it smells like tuna in here. Actually, I'm coming back in.
Okay, cool. We'll see you shortly.
Very good. Bye.
All right, Tim. I'm sitting sitting at home on the couch, and I get a vibration on my phone, get a text. Actually, it wasn't a text, I should say. It was on Messenger, the Facebook app. And I looked down, I thought, oh, that's weird. I haven't heard from that person in ages.
Right.
And I open it up, but they've sort of like jumped straight into a conversation. I'm like, I didn't say anything. Maybe I didn't get the little preview for something else they've said.
Okay.
So I open it up. I'm not going to name names here because that would be unfair. And we're not about that. But I open it up and the first message from this person is not too bad. Same old stuff. And I went, it's odd. I definitely didn't say anything. Scroll up. This person's wanted to start a conversation with me. But they've rolled into a conversation we were having a year and a half ago that they never replied to.
That's a very late reply.
So Jan 20th, to be specific, someone said, hey, how you doing? And I replied, hey, mate, going well. No complaints. Yourself? Never got a response to that. They've now since gone, actually, know who I'm going to message? That guy. Opened up our message and gone, oh, my God, I never responded to that last message. It is a tough one, isn't it? Because you go, well, do I acknowledge it or do I just confidently roll into it?
That person should have acknowledged it, I think.
I think after that extent, or just start a new conversation. Start fresh.
Yeah.
I was talking to Mike earlier. He said start fresh.
Start a whole new conversation. Like that last message didn't even come in.
Yeah, because then he's obviously rolled into, not too bad, same old stuff. I see you're doing this net, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
so
he's
acknowledged the non-response.
I feel for this person. I think that this person...
Why? I didn't get responded to.
Well, no, I'm saying that... How long is that? A year and a half?
A year and a half.
For a year and a half, he's had... I've got to get back to Daniel.
All he had to respond to was, how are you?
I'm just saying that built that tension, that anxiety about, I've forgotten, I'll do it tomorrow. For a year and a half,
he's been doing that. You reckon he's been going, I don't know what to respond to, how are you?
No,
mate?
Not necessarily that. Every day, he's been going, I'll reply to Daniel today. Oh, I forgot to do it today. I'll do it tomorrow.
And it got to a point where it was too late. Would you agree with that?
I think it's just gotten so big, the poor thing, on his mind. And he's just gone, I don't know how to do this. I'm just going to pretend like the conversation was yesterday. Poor soul.
Good
Tim and Dan. Dan, I am a... bit of a Batchy fan.
You are. You're a little bit of a reality TV guy. I'm not.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I thank Emma for that, my lovely fiance.
Yep.
She loves all types of reality TV. Mm. And I'll just quickly say right off the top, 1-300-161-006. Give us a call.
Yeah. We're opening up the phone line.
Well, I want to hear from people because I want to know.
Yep.
What did you say on the way out? Because last night on The Bachelor...
Mm.
During the rose ceremony, one of the girls didn't get a rose, which means they go home, and she had this to say.
I can't believe that I shaved my legs for this.
Boom.
Oh, so she's a little bit dirty that she got evicted.
Yeah.
And so she's just on the way out, I'm going to give everyone a clip.
Yeah,
like, this is below me anyway.
Yeah. So it made me think about like people who had left their job and maybe said something to the boss on the way out.
Okay.
A relationship ends. Say something in the relationship.
Because there is something about, especially when you're leaving somewhere that you're a little bit disgruntled with, being able to take, because usually you're not leaving by choice.
Yeah.
So if you're leaving and you're giving one of these parting blows, it's because you're a little dirty on everybody.
Yeah.
You want to leave, at least being able yourself, feel like you've left with the upper hand.
Well, I'm leaving soon. Like, not this show, but I'm leaving
another job, yeah.
So I'm trying to think, maybe I can give a good...
Really?
Like,
you might just give one on the way out.
What did you say on the way out? And we do have... Our phones have lit up here.
Have we got
we do have a phone. Hey, Sean in Melbourne. Sean, are you there, mate?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. Hey, what did you say on the way out?
Hey, so, so I was seeing this girl for a few years. It was pretty long term.
Yeah.
And, and then we recently separated. And
spewing you shaved your legs for it, or...?
Yeah, that's right. I was over there not too long ago, and I was picking up the rest of my stuff here and there, and as I was leaving, she kind of gave me one little nasty little nudge, and then I was like, you know what, I always thought your sister was hotter anyway.
So, Shawnee goes bang.
How did she take that?
Well, I think the jaw just dropped to the floor, and then
my god,
Tim and Dan. Sorry, I'm just looking at a text I just got from Dad. Yeah, your uncle, my father.
Hello, Mick.
Yeah, obviously an avid listener because he has, he's pointed out a point of difference in this show. He said, actually laughed out loud a couple of times in this one.
Just giving us some direct feedback.
Yep.
Which we love.
Backhanded, but that's cool.
Thanks, Uncle Mick. Love you.
Yeah. Tim, I don't know if you saw this in the news. It's sort of, it's a little bit older, I think, but it's sort of resurfaced just because of the ridiculousness of it, I think. There's a woman that is in a relationship with a ghost. So, like, she was married.
She's dating a ghost.
Yeah. So she was married. Then she left her husband because she fell in love with a ghost. I think we've got a little bit of audio from her here.
So then you decided that you would take it to the next level and you dressed in a very sexy negligee and you went into the spare bedroom and turned the lights off and waited.
I did, yes.
You had sex?
Yeah, I had sex with the ghost.
With a ghost?
Yeah. Yes.
Who's the creepy guy interviewing her? You had sex with a ghost.
Who's that guy?
Who's that dude?
He's searching for the headline. He's just a TV host in the UK somewhere.
You were in a sexy lingerie.
Did he not just want her to say, just say you had sex with a ghost?
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Say you had sex, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Wow. The ghost, I mean,
I knew you'd like it. And here's, that. While it's really amusing, it is really amusing, you do have to stop and pick it apart a little bit. Like, so she's married at that point in time.
Mm.
And it's one thing to have, like, say, trust issues or sort of like, you know, a little bit of lacking of self-confidence that you end up, you know, worrying about outside interference in your relationship. Everyone, you know, if you see Emma's out and some good-looking guy approaches her and he's like, hey, how you doing? You're like, hang on a second, that's my fiancé. And you quickly swoop in.
Yeah, right.
How are we meant to defend this?
The ghosts.
The ghosts. I can't defend that.
Well, I kind of go, I mean, he must be a really rubbish boyfriend to get dumped for a ghost, non-physical being.
Yeah, he was working away a lot.
Okay.
So, you know, needed comfort,
companionship. The ghost fulfills her
needs. Yeah.
Wonder what sort of stuff the ghost does that the boyfriend couldn't.
Well, I mean, given he's not a physical form of any kind.
He can get into places where humans can't.
Nooks and crannies, Tim. Nooks and crannies.
Okay, what's happened? Very good. Tim and Dan. And that's about us.
That is.
For the weekend.
Yep. That's, you know what? I'm not even going to try and push past it because you're going to do it anyway, Tim. Are you going to do your little...
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's time for... Thank you, Molly.
Yeah. This is where we get zen. This is where Tim gets all high and mighty on his little throne that he sits up on and goes, here, peasants, here's something to think about.
I'm not all high... Hold on, let me get into...
Yeah.
I'm not all high and mighty.
There, it is very sexy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of ending the week giving you...
Yep.
Giving Mike...
Yep.
And you listening... A thought for the weekend.
Yeah, okay.
You're welcome.
It's fine. It is. Sometimes they've been good. Sometimes a little miss, but that's all right.
Good every week. This week's thought for the weekend.
Okay.
As we enjoy this music that Mike has... I'm grateful for that music, Mike.
Come on, mate. Jesus. It's the same music every week.
Here we go. Once you hear the details of victory, it is hard to distinguish it from a defeat. Let that simmer. Let that thought for the week, just let that simmer. Once you hear the details of victory, Dan,
yep.
It is hard to distinguish it from a defeat.
So you feel there's something to learn in that, right?
What do you take from it? Because everyone obviously takes something different from...
All right.
That.
I think what I take from it is even in defeat, there's a winner. Therefore, they look the same.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah?
That's interesting.
I'm not sure what I take
what
from that.
What about you, Mike?
Well, I've actually taken it in a completely different direction.
That's
sorry,
okay.
Dan,
that's but, okay. You can do that.
The way I've seen it is that once you see the details of a victory, you will see that that person failed a lot of times before they were victorious. So they've been defeated a lot of times before the victory. You know, that's just what I thought.
That's way more...
It's probably stupid.
That was very articulate.
Look at him, he's rapped with himself. He's like, probably stupid, not really. I think it's pretty good. Look, I think that's probably more what you were looking for. That's probably more insightful, something to really take away.
Absolutely.
From it.
So as you head off into the weekend, just remember that with many failings comes many successes and stuff. I don't know, something like that.
Not bad, not bad.
Dan, people can get in touch with us.
Yes.
We love it when people come say hi to us and send us a little message on all our... You do the socials.
Yeah,
thing.
Just stop right there, mate, because here we are with the socials. You can hit us up on Instagram, Tim Dan Graham on Instagram. You can get us on Facebook, Tim and Dan. YouTube, search us, subscribe to the channel, Tim and Dan, and also, of course, the podcast, Fly on the Wall with Tim and Dan, which is on iTunes.
It's all there. Been a pleasure, Dan.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
see you guys
see you
next
guys.
Time.